Wait, you actually have the PhD?
Yeah, I
thought you were joking before. What's your PhD in?
Social policy. If you have a medical emergency, I can lecture you about capitalism.
How much longer do we have?
Really? You can ban who subscribes to your OnlyFans via race?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've got them on a blocked off list. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, we're rolling. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, but a number one person in the UK. We also recently found out we're number one in the Vatican.
Really?
Yeah. And today we're joined by Bobby Mayer.
Hello.
Who has lots of hair.
And no, you can't start with that.
Yeah.
No.
And that's not fair.
No, listen. You gotta go against your rhyming instincts.
Okay.
I saw that you've done your first comedy set.
Yeah, I did. So I did. Can you tell?
Yeah, no, I can tell. But I don't know if rhyme is going to be the thing for you.
I don't know. Everyone loves a bit of spoken word, don't they?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that always gets things going. I did like a 2-day crash course.
Okay.
And then
a comedy course.
Yeah. And then you did a showcase, and then I did an open mic last week.
Did you enjoy that?
It was all right.
Was comedy your dream before?
Not really. No.
No.
No, I didn't realize it was a thing people did.
So you stumbled. I'm assuming you stumbled into OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And then.
So I was doing OnlyFans, and then obviously to promote your OnlyFans, you've got to like post on TikTok or Instagram.
And
so I was posting like normal thirst traps, but then I started posting like silly skits and they started getting more traction. And then I was like, actually, I way more enjoy just doing like
being funny skits.
So I was doing that and then doing a podcast. And then I've been doing like improv for a little while as well. Love me some of that.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I could see with the hair fair.
Yeah,
the rhyming.
So then I was like, okay, I'll try stand up. Let's see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you feel it went? Whoa. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Do you think you'll do it again?
Yeah, I'm doing it next few weeks. I've got a couple open mics. Yeah.
What a new.
How long have you been doing it?
A while.
Really?
I'm still, I know you're interviewing me, mm-hmm. but I know me.
Right.
So that's
okay.
Boring.
Right.
So I have to, I'm assuming you can see your demographics. Everyone watching this is men, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to know about me. They just want to know more about you. Don't they?
I don't know. They're into some dark stuff, so.
Yeah, no, I know. I was thinking I was driving here and I was thinking about how you do God's work, really. Because.
Thank you. Not enough people say that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Probably just because the amount of non-offending pedophiles.
Yes.
Who subscribe to your OnlyFans and you're just keeping them at bay.
Are you saying I look like a 15-year-old?
Well, you say that.
Yeah.
You do say that.
I do say that. You've been watching.
You just said it at the beginning of the podcast. You just said
I look like
the biggest podcast in the Philippines in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
That's the inference being you look like a
yes.
child. Although I don't really think...
They're more into boys, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, I'm boyish.
Boy.
Yeah. So. But yeah.
Yeah.
In your
God's work. You're doing God's work. Impressive.
Yeah, so keeping the pedophiles at bay.
Yeah, you're keeping the pedophiles at bay. Listen, I want to do everything I can.
What godly work do you do? Do you think?
Well, not be a pedophile. That's helpful. I think that's number one.
Well done.
Beyond
not
that,
a lot of comedians.
Yeah, no, listen.
Are doing that.
What godly work do I do? I don't know. You always have... Do you have, like... Sometimes you'll donate to a charity and you think, oh, I've done good. But usually whenever I'm doing something good, mm-hmm. it's just because I'm trying to make up for something bad I've done the week before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, recently I was telling everyone that I was going to start volunteering, but I haven't.
But you got the same feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I felt the smugness when I was telling people. I was like, you know what? In 2025, I'm going to start volunteering.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh, wow, what do you think you're going to do? And I was like, I don't know, maybe something in a hospital, in a hospice.
Is that a thing they like to just let you in?
Yeah.
It seems like quite a controlled environment.
I haven't asked.
I just like going to the hospice. I'm here to help.
Yeah. Actually, I did used to volunteer at a food bank. Can we have that on record?
Really? Please. He was quite small. I don't know. I feel like a food bank is a lot of shelves of food.
Yeah.
High shelves.
Yeah.
You could do like first three shelves.
Was that a short joke?
Yeah, because you're small. You're very small.
Oh, I mean, I'm 5'5". I'm kind of average for a woman.
You have shorter energy, though.
Like angry small man.
Yeah, you have like you have the energy. You have the energy of a tall dwarf. Yeah.
No, actually, no. The food was all sort of on a table.
Oh, okay. That's good for you then, yeah.
Yeah, it was accessible for me.
Yeah. And did you feel good when you did it?
Yeah, I would take home quite a lot of food as well.
Okay.
I was a student, though, so it was like...
So you didn't really volunteer at a food bank. You just went and got food from a food bank. This story started with altruism and ended with you just... talking about the time you went to a food bank and pretended you helped while getting free food from the food bank.
No, I gave some other people a couple cans, sort of lobbed it at them.
Good, good. Yeah. One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me.
And I remember when Easter would come round and they'd get all the... we'd get loads of Easter
eggs. They'd be like, do you guys... they'd come in and be like, do you have a turkey? You're like, no, there's no turkeys left. And you're just roasting a turkey in your oven. You're like, sorry, the turkeys are gone.
Yeah, they got some tin potatoes. They're all right. So, yeah. Have you done any volunteering before?
Have I done any volunteering? That's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, during COVID, I volunteered for one day at a food bank. And then I thought, well, I've done it. Looks like they're not hungry anymore.
That's so unhelpful.
No. They trained me up. It was like a food collection point. Because it was outside. You just stood outside a grocery store for an hour. Stood there for an hour. Got the groceries. Went like patted myself on the back and thought, you know what? World fixed.
Yeah. I remember during COVID you could volunteer. I mean, I didn't do it, but like you could do like, you know, the putting the stick in people's noses and things like
that. Really? I would have done that because I remember when people just try to kill you? Sometimes the stick people would be good. But then I remember one lady, I don't know if her medical training was like sufficient, but they were drafting people in.
She put it in your ass.
Yeah, and then in my mouth.
Ass to mouth.
And then
nice.
For quite a while. And then back. And then back. No, she just went straight in. Just like this. And was just sure that's how it worked.
And you'd
like, and then you'd cry and like pull away. And she'd be like, what, does it hurt? Like she just had no understanding of how the human nose worked.
You lost some of your memory.
Yeah. Next morning I woke up and I was like, what did I do before I was 15? I don't know what before 15 was actually like.
Oh my God. What was your childhood like?
Probably a lot like most of the women on OnlyFans. Just bad.
Really? Well, no, I think you've seen though before. I was not molested.
No, that's someone did with their eyes though. Like it's you don't need this much male validation with a normal like. You probably looked like a little gremlin. Is it like you, I can imagine?
No,
you
just, I was very sexy as a child.
No, you weren't. You were like this big at 12, and then they like put you in water and you grew. You are not a sexy child. Stop saying sexy child. Like you're
I'm gonna pander to my audience.
No, you're not offending pedophile audience. Actually, it's like we don't find children sexy. Like they're trying to get away from
right,
it.
Right, okay, sorry, I've offended the pedophiles by bringing up their kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, how was my childhood?
Yeah, how was your
childhood? Do you think?
I imagine yours think? Was not good.
No.
Looking at you.
Bleak.
Yeah. Are you from Canada?
The thing about me is I can, no matter how well my life is going, even if I put on nicer clothes, I still always look like I was just a homeless man, was let out of jail and shaved.
Yeah.
Like at best. So like, I think I just, I do just.
Comedians are, like male comedians are probably the male version of like, OnlyFans women.
I'm not sure. I was thinking about that because after you asked me to do it, I was thinking about that and I was like, what do we have in common and what separates the porn people and the comedians? And I think porn people have no confidence in their personalities.
Right.
And then comedians have no confidence in their looks.
Yeah.
And you somehow are in the middle of both and probably have no confidence in either. So you need validation on both fronts.
Yeah, basically. Just do what I do to get as many likes as possible on
Don't we all? Listen, you're doing great at it. I'm not begrudging your abilities. Mm. Listen, maybe I will subscribe to support, but I haven't subscribed to the OnlyFans. I find... This is just my personal... Yep. Listen, I understand. Like, I'm not shaming anyone. Like, and we'll get back to my childhood. But I find OnlyFans... Mm-hmm. What I like about pornography is the variance. Yes. So if I, you know, if I watch porn one day, the next day I'm going to watch something totally different. Whereas OnlyFans, well, now I feel like I have a job. I have to jerk off to you every week.
Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I jerked off to you once. I'm like, well, who's next?
Well, it's you're committing yourself.
I don't want an internet girlfriend.
Well, that's what...
Why would I want that? I don't... I mean, other people, I understand. Listen, I understand. It works for others. But for me personally, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is...
I think most of them are subscribed to lots of different girls at one
time. Of course. Of course. And you great. Good for you guys. But I just... Oh God! I'm like, yeah, seen it, like, been
That's
there.
Why you gotta make them fall in love with you, and then they're like,
"What? The OnlyFans girl, or the
me, you? You they make fall in love with me. They fall in love with me through my pure,
through the
like my entertaining reels.
Yeah, because you're fun.
Yeah,
because you're like fun and like
yeah,
attainable seeming. Yeah."
I'd like to think I'm...
Do you think you're unattainable seeming?
No, but I'd like people to say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're out of this world. That's what...
You're out of everyone's... Out of everyone's league, for sure.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot I was talking to an actual person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could just go, and then you're like, oh, yeah, it's up... You're a beautiful, unattainable flower.
Thank you. Some would say a crown jewel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how was your childhood?
How was my childhood? Could we spend...
Did you grow up in the mountains?
Why do you think I grew up in the mountains?
Because you're from Canada, right?
Yeah. You think Canada...
A lot of mountains there. I've been to Vancouver once.
That's where the mountains are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of crack.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Did you partake?
No. I was there for 4 nights. I remember I was staying in this hostel. I thought lovely place, a little bit dull, I would say.
I've never been there. I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
With like 2,000 people.
Really?
Middle of nowhere. Yeah. Mm.
Did you have a nickname?
As a kid?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you ask this question on another episode, I think.
Did
I? Is this one of your questions?
Yeah. What was your nickname? Go on.
Well, it wasn't like... Thing is, a lot of times nicknames are like when someone's being like made fun of.
Yeah.
But my nickname was given to be like in reverence.
Okay, yeah.
Like, so you have to understand the people who said it. Before I say what it is, I want you to understand the people who said it were like, this kid is cool.
They said it with love.
They say it with love.
Okay.
And that is why they called mm-hmm. me Booby.
Booby.
That was why they... It was just like a sign of respect.
Okay, that's kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah.
Booby.
Why, what was yours again?
I didn't really have one.
No.
I had my close friends would sometimes call me Eli because they thought that was the name of like a sickly Victorian child. And I looked a bit like a sickly Victorian child. And they thought that was funny. And that was probably the only...
Yeah, I can see it where like somebody thinks that their child died when they were 8. And then they're walking down the streets of London 20 years later like, Eli? And you're like, Mummy? They raised me as a girl, Mummy!
That is exactly how it happened. I remember there's this shout out to Petrol. There was this guy, nicknames are funny, right? There was this guy in my year at uni And he was called...
What did you take in uni?
Sociology.
Yeah.
I did sociology, then gender studies masters.
Okay.
Very useful. And then social policy PhD. So you can see how I ended up in
porn. Want you to send your content to your gender studies teacher so badly. Listen, really heard everything you said in the courses. I hope you enjoy what I'm working
on.
They were
that very sex positive liberal.
Oh, okay.
So they'd be like, yeah, get out there, you whore. That's what,
really?
Yeah, they were like that. Yeah. Like I think my tutor, she worked on this book. She did a lot of work about sex work. So
okay.
Maybe that's where I got it from. Damn.
Yeah.
I was forced into sex work by the university industrial sort of complex.
You could get in the Daily Mail with that. Yeah. Yeah. University indoctrinated me onto OnlyFans. Not for this liberal university, I would be a lawyer. But they convinced me that I would like fucking myself with a dildo every day, even when I had a cold.
That's exactly how it goes.
And it turns out they were right. This is a great job.
Yeah. But Petrol.
Petrol? Oh. That's your nickname?
My friend's nickname at uni. He was called Petrol, and he has remained Petrol because one night he was drinking something and someone said, that smells a bit like petrol. And then someone went, who's Petrol? And then someone pointed at him and went, it's him. And then he's just been Petrol ever since.
That's a long time to be Petrol.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I don't have. That was it. Booby was my only nickname. And then, yeah. But I moved here. When did I move here? I moved here in 2011.
Oh, wow. Do you go back often?
Like once a year.
Who do you think is going to win in the race war between Canada and India?
I don't know if they call it a race war.
I think that's what they're calling
it. A race war is when two races fight. War is like, nobody's saying, hey guys, in the next 30 years, no, we're quite sure there's going to be a world race war.
There is, between Canadians and Indians. That's about to happen.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Why? Because Canada insulted, you think because Trudeau insulted Modi,
they're saying they think the Redditors are saying that Canada and India are going to go to war.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's true. Why?
Because, obviously there's a lot of racial tension building up because of the millions of Indian students that have moved there.
I don't know if that's...
So, and people are blaming a lot of stuff on
So you think
Indians.
Because of that, the nation of India is going to fight
Well, apparently, Canada. Canada did some diplomatic thing where
they
was
did.
It someone was killed on something?
Yeah, there was a murder that killed? Looked like it may have been a political assassination.
So that's where the war is coming. And so, India are now pissed off at Canada.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is a you geopolitical
know,
podcast.
No, I didn't know you knew so much.
I do.
I'm sorry if I didn't treat you with the respect you deserved at the beginning.
Mate, I have a PhD.
Yeah, what does PhD stand for?
It's like Doctor of Philosophy.
Okay. Yeah.
Although I actually don't know what the PhD.
Yeah, that's what I was just curious.
What does it stand for, Anthony? Pretty huge dick is the go-to. It
just says Doctor of Philosophy. PhD stands for Doctor of Philosophy.
You were right.
So they swap it around. I don't know.
Pretty huge dick is funny though. That's fair.
Yeah, that is funny.
If someone says I have a PhD, it's like, what's your PhD in? Pretty huge dick.
Yeah. So I'm a. I don't save lives, but I save conversations. You know.
You do.
Some would say.
You do. Are you like a political person usually?
Yeah, I think I am quite political.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always.
Didn't you have like a Brighton protest era?
Oh yeah. I was a student in Brighton and very on the scene. On the crusty scene.
So is this your living room?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
No, I think it's nice. Is that Brittany and Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
It was Prince Andrew.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Who painted that?
Rory Paints.
I think you should fire them. They've made you look so ugly.
I didn't pay for that, by the way.
Good. They're like, hey, hey, this classically beautiful girl, how can we make her face look fat?
His stuff is meant to be disturbing.
No, it is. Yeah.
But we put that away so we don't turn people on so much.
I know, that's good, yeah. Is that your face again?
That's my face again.
Okay. That's cool.
What do you think of the Fergie picture my mum made me for Christmas?
She's a loyal woman. That's what I think.
She is. We need more women like her in this world.
That's
what you were saying.
I don't know if that's what they taught you in your gender studies course.
I'm just saying sometimes when the wife's just there for all of it, you're like, really? Wow.
Oh, like Conor McGregor's wife has got to be, she's got to be a bit of a piece of shit as well, right? Surely.
I don't know. It's hard to say. In the specific instances, it's so hard to say because it might be some like, but yeah, it's like, I don't know how you find these people who will just ride or die no matter what you do.
Well, just, there are a lot of women who do terrible things for male validation. Like me.
No, you don't do terrible things.
I know. That was a joke.
No, you were just worried I was going
to
say that.
Yeah. I was trying to get in there before you did. But, you know, there's women who like offer up their kids to men and shit like that, you know? So, yeah. It was like...
Yeah, that does... I'm sure that does happen.
Yeah.
There's this famous Canadian serial killer.
Ooh, which one?
I've ever heard of Paul Bernardo and Carla Homolka.
This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/ The Kat Baker Show, and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/ The Kat Baker Show and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. God, that's a big name.
Okay, so listen, Paul and Carla, when they early 90s,
right,
late 80s, they were a couple out of high school, really good looking couple.
Oh, like Fred and Rose West type.
She's
vibes.
A gorgeous blonde. Right. He's like a handsome, strapping guy. No, what she might not have known when she met him is he was actually the Scarborough rapist. He was a serial rapist, but no one knew that at the time. And but he hooked up with her. And it's very rare, actually, for someone to have two different rape and murder careers. But he had two.
Wow.
So he had his solo work. Yeah. And then he met her. And then they started collaborating. And
he decided to bring more women into the business.
She gifted him her sister for his birthday, I think. And then they accidentally killed her sister. Oopsie. Covered it up.
We've all been there.
Covered it up.
Yeah.
And then they kidnapped and killed a couple other teens and a lot of like awful stuff. And they were innovative. They were filming it.
What? Was it like the 80s?
This is early 90s, but they had their cameras, they were filming it so they could enjoy their work later. And then eventually Paul got mad at Carly, started hitting her. So when they got caught, she had like black eyes. And then she said, I was a battered woman. I didn't have any choice in this matter. I didn't want to kill my sister and the two girls. And so they said, okay, we'll give you 12 years. She signed a deal, got 12 years in prison. Now, right after she signed this deal for 12 years in prison, they found the tapes. And she was a very active participant.
Oh, actually, I think I know that case. I've definitely watched a YouTube video on it. Yeah.
They made a movie about it with Donna from That 70s Show, where she played Carla. God. Then Carla went to jail for a while. And then Carla got out, and her lawyer's brother married her.
Oh my God.
Her lawyer's brother marries her. And then they had three kids, But they gave her a new name because everyone in Canada does want to murder Carla Homolka.
Yeah.
They don't like her. Mm-hmm. She's not well-liked. So she got a new name. They moved to the Bahamas for a while. I checked in on them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And then they came back to Quebec. She's French. She speaks French, so it's an easier place to hide.
Yeah.
I came back to Quebec. And then people are always, there's always like Facebook groups just looking for her, like, where is this fucking bitch?
You know,
like, they fucking hate her. And they found her, and she was volunteering at one of her kids' schools.
Oh my
God. Then the other parents at the school were like, hey, could we maybe not have Carla Homolka volunteering to and hanging out with our kids? And the school was like, well, we can't start. She is a parent of a kid. And it's like, yeah, 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 but there's lots of us.
Yeah.
We'll do. Yeah. I'll take another shift. Let's leave Carla at home. Okay? We don't need to just like, even her energy. I wouldn't want a serial rapist murderer's energy around my kid.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, the craziest part is if she started an OnlyFans, she'd fucking kill.
If she started an OnlyFans, would I subscribe? That is.
She would make so much money.
She would fucking clean up.
Yeah.
Because there was one of the grossest detail out of the whole thing. I don't know if it's the grossest, but a gross detail of the whole thing was, I think it was during like the time in the courtroom where they're showing these tapes. They're like horrific.
Mm.
And they're showing the tapes, and then there was a guy who went up, he just had to take a piss or whatever, and then security guard walks in the bathroom, and they caught a guy jerking off right after he had watched the tapes in the bathroom of the courthouse. Then he was like arrested for it.
Oh my God.
And then he'd have to go home and be like, yeah, I just saw the video of the murder and then
it could be a trauma response.
It could be, but I would say
probably not.
Wait till
that.
You get home.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, people can say, oh, it could happen to anyone, but for the rest of your life, people are just going to look at you like,
you're the guy who jerked.
You're not living that down.
Oh my God. Fucking hell. Damn.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite serial killer?
Who's my favorite serial killer? Mm. Well, I the thing is, I'm not like a true crime guy where I'm like, I have a favorite, like I like them. I find it all gross, but I like a good story, and I like a good story of like like Paul's still in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still.
Do you write him letters?
Oh, no, I'm not gonna. We're not gonna chat.
I admire your work.
No, he probably would admire yours more than mine.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
His victims were about 14, 15.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just my audience. Yeah. Then. Amazing.
But no.
So why did you move here then?
I moved here because I wanted to be a comedian. I was a comedian in Canada, but there's not that much to do in Canada. It's quite spread out. It's just a spread out country. So I'm
a lot of bears.
Yeah, half of the audience is bears. You're on stage. Half of the audience is bears. And you're like, oh my God.
Have you ever seen one in real life, like in the wild? A bear?
I've ridden a bear.
What? You've ridden a bear?
You didn't. Okay, I'm not like. Yeah. That's...
You fucked a bear.
No, I didn't fuck a bear. No, you just. It's like a thing you do when you're like 13 in Canada.
It's no, like, it's not. It's like a you're Canadian joking. Bar mitzvah. You mean like donkey beach rides?
Yeah, it's not like they take the teeth. It's like a toothless bear. It's an old bear with no teeth, no claws, and you can sit on the back of the bear.
Are you googling
don't
bear?
We don't need to Google. We don't need to Google. There's no googling necessary.
Is it a thing?
So we don't need to go into if it's a thing. No, of course it's not a thing. You fucking idiot.
Oh man.
But no, I've seen a bear. You stumble into like I remember I was up for a walk in like Northern Ontario, which is quite like dense woods. And you just saw quite a thin bears would usually not be this far south, but it was quite a thin bear, so it was starving.
Not to be racist, was it black or brown?
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember because well, you kind of just like. I know there's a difference, but I was just at the time I just thought, oh fuck, a bear. I wonder if I'm gonna die. I didn't have the knowledge.
I actually know loads about what to do if I come into contact with a bear.
What?
Because I do like late night YouTube binges.
So what? Okay, grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear, back away. So
black bear.
You gotta be like. Yeah!
Brown bear.
Play dead. If it attacks you.
Polar bear.
You're dead.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So I know a lot.
I didn't know any of that. I'll try to remember.
Do you know what to do if you come in contact with a fox in London?
Just try to, I don't know.
You're not meant to
try
have
to
sex
come
with
before it.
It
gets out of your eye line. Fucking, I want to fuck this fox. Try to end up.
Sometimes I wish we had more like animal predators in the UK, you know, to make things a bit more
some
like
some wolves. Yeah,
apparently the most dangerous animal here are cows, like people dying from cow stampedes.
I can, yeah, they are fucking big.
Mm.
My cousins had a dairy farm when I was a kid, and I'd go and hang out there some weekends, and yeah, you just kind of like, usually the cows would be either in a pen, or if the dairy cows, they'd be like in their milking station, so you could like
pet
them. It's
a very offensive story for me to hear because I'm vegan, so.
Yeah, well, so I'm petting the cow.
Yeah, yeah. Giving it a sandwich.
Yeah, you're just petting it, and they were milking cows, they didn't eat them. They just took their babies away and full of hormones and sucked the milk out of them.
Mm.
But then one time this cow was just, I don't know, its leg was hurting. And the cow.
I thought you were about to say one time this cow, it was just so sexy.
Yeah. This cow. Oh my God. I just, like, what a hole. I just, this hot fucking cow. No, so this cow's like, now this cow doesn't know that if it lays down, it's dead.
Right.
This cow doesn't know the rules. This cow just doesn't want to get up. Maybe if it had a couple days, it would have got up.
Is that true? If it lays down,
well,
dies.
Like, I just mean it wasn't playing ball anymore. The cow was just like, I'm sick, or like laying down, being sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, and this was pre mad cow disease. So at the time, at least, you just called dead stock.
Okay.
And they just came and they'd take your dead cows. So this dead stock is just a guy who drives a truck. And this is like one of my, I would say, foundational memories when I was like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they call Deadstock, and Deadstock comes with a truck. And it's just a guy with a gun and a truck. And the truck, because cows are huge, they got this hook on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this cow's just laying on the ground, and he's like, okay, yeah, you don't want the cow or whatever. And the guy's like, no. My cousin is like, well, the cow's sick. And he's like, okay. Then he just shoots the cow in the head.
Oh, my God.
And he puts a hook in it to hook it. And then the cow's just not dying.
Oh my God.
And he's just kicking it. Like, come on, hurry up and die. I got to get out of here. I got places to be.
God, now I know why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then he drags it. His tongue's like hanging out of its mouth.
Oh my God. Why don't you just shoot in the head again?
We just want to waste a second bullet.
Oh, God.
I think bullets aren't cheap, I guess.
God, well done for cheering everyone up with that story.
Thank you.
That is severely depressing.
This is
was that the, it, or does it get worse?
If there was an OnlyFans that I would subscribe to, it would just be
dead cow.
Gorgeous woman telling really bleak stories. That is my bread and butter. Oh my God. I just want to hear, you know, the hottest lady in the world. Mm. Just talk about the saddest thing, and that is what I find fucking hot.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, this, you have a bit too much of an uplifting energy for me. I'd want like more down, but sadder eyes.
Really? I'm just uplifting. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think I have an uplifting energy?
Sure.
Yeah, you seem uplifting. You seem like a positive person.
Well, people often say to me that I've got a bit of a miserable face. I can be a bit miserable looking.
Okay.
And I'm like, people come up to me and they're always like, are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm literally just sitting here and like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But talking of troubled men.
Who? Me?
Yes.
What?
My audience are a troubled group of men.
Yeah.
And so we have some questions to answer because they've sent in some problems. You ready for that?
Oh, I'm very ready.
Okay. Anthony, hit us with what have my horny autistic audience been up to recently?
Okay, so somebody...
It's funny if there was just a guy who actually thought you were funny and subscribed to your OnlyFans, and then you're like, you're horny and autistic. And he's like, I just enjoy your work, actually. I think you're a great artist.
Yeah, we'd love to know the correlation between Kat's fans that just want her comedy and just want her, I don't know, OnlyFans stuff. We'll never get that statistic, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. We'll never know.
Okay, so somebody says, I fucked my director's wife and then I told him about it. And then he lowered my paycheck. Was I the bad guy?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, were you the bad guy? Your director, so I'm assuming this is, what do you think, a film?
No, I did initially
Oh, director,
think
sorry.
That.
I think director, because I'm a director is just like a person in charge at your job.
I guess it's like your boss, but your high boss, like the CEO type thing. That would be my guess.
So in this scenario, he found out somehow that you fucked his wife.
Well, he told him. He told him out straight.
He told him?
Yeah, why?
Why tell? What, have you, so when you have a relationship, have you ever cheated? Are you a cheater?
No, I'm not a cheater, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
A loyal.
Yeah, loyal.
Loyal. Mm-hmm. Never, ever cheated?
No. I don't think so, no.
Cheater.
Really?
Listen,
piece of shit.
I don't think no, but not recently. Not I haven't cheated in years. I haven't cheated, you know. But I can say as someone who has cheated.
Right. Okay.
We've always said, if you ever cheat on me, you have to tell me.
Okay.
I just want you to be honest.
Mm.
And I think the kindest thing you can do is lie until you're dead. Because why tell? Why are you telling someone? Also, I think in the etiquette of cheating, it's not your job to tell unless you're the spouse that cheated.
I think you should tell if you're breaking up with them.
No, why? Why would you do that? Because then their story they tell themselves for years is they cheated on me, I hate them. Whereas if you don't tell the story they tell is I wasn't good enough.
No, because it'll be easier for them to get over if you cheated on them because they just get angry and then they're like, fuck you, don't care anymore.
Mm.
So I think tell them if you're breaking up with them.
Were you about to yawn?
Yeah, no, I've got indigestion.
Okay.
Tell them if you're breaking up with them. If you're in a very happy relationship, yeah, maybe don't mention it.
Yeah.
I mean, but he told, it's not his spat, he told the woman he had sex with, her husband.
He told his boss. I think he secretly wanted to be fired. And he didn't. He wasn't brave.
I think maybe, or maybe, it's just so.
But is that, is he allowed to dock his pay because of that?
Well, I don't know if you're allowed, but so what are you going to do, complain? Be like, excuse me, head of the company, I fucked his wife. And I mean, I fucked deep, loving fuck, and now he's docked my pay. I think anyone would be like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
they're not really gonna look into it.
I think if you know my audience, I think this is just him bragging, to be honest. I don't think he wants advice.
Yeah, I get it. But also, do you know what I mean? Like, did you really, you fucked your boss's wife? That is like,
have you ever had any normal jobs?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I worked in a restaurant, quite a few restaurants. I was a medical lab rat. That's not really a normal job, but it's a job other than comedy.
That's definitely a job I've known other comedians do.
Yeah, it was good money. I'd go into a clinic for 2 weekends and come out with enough to live for like a month. Mm.
But all those experiments, I guess, are why you are the way.
Yeah. Okay. When I try to sleep, I just shake. No, I remember one time I had a one night stand, and I was like 22, and this woman was much older. She was like in her late 30s, and she wasn't having a good life, obviously. Yeah. She came to fuck me and there was wrestling figurines in the living room. And I'm like, this can't be how you imagined your Saturday going, Susie.
Oh, God.
And anyways, we hooked up a couple times. And then I think the second time we were like, oh, we need to get the morning after pill.
Mm.
And I was like, I think we split it. Because I was like, well, you know, you need it more than I need it. Like,
yeah.
So we split. And then... And then we never really saw each other again, but it ended pleasantly. Mm. And then like a year later, I got a call from like a mutual friend of ours who just said, I'm doing an article about what happened to Susie. And I'm like, why? What happened to Susie? Oh, apparently I had said casually, you should do medical studies because she was like going bankrupt. And then she did. But there's, okay, the medical studies I would do were mm-hmm. like, a heartburn medication, and right. then they're trying to get a more generic version of mm-hmm. that heartburn medication approved. So they're just testing it to make sure it absorbs in your bloodstream at the same rate as the already on the market approved version. But she did one that was like, hey, we're going to give you epilepsy medication and then some vodka or something. Like, there were crazy studies. She did one of those, and then in the study her heart stopped.
Oh my God.
And they had to like bring her back to life with like the zzz, zzz. And,
did she die?
No, she lived.
Right.
But I don't. The thing is, I don't think you actually get paid the full amount if you don't complete the study.
Oh my God!
And you definitely sign your soul away at the beginning. You have to sign a piece of yeah. paper that's like, if I die, I will not sue you. And I'm like, yes, yeah, I will
never.
Yeah,
if your heart is weak, then you know.
Yeah.
Losers lose.
Yeah, I got really excited one time. I was going to do one, and it was for methadone. So I was just going to lay on a couch, and they were going to pump me full of methadone for a weekend. Like, I've never done heroin. But I thought, this is a free excuse to get high on methadone.
Yeah.
To know what that feels like. They're going to pay me $5,000 or something. And then I got in there and my resting heart rate was just too low. It was so fucking annoying.
Of course
it was. I was like, I'm not even healthy enough to do methadone. Like,
oh my God. But yeah, I have had normal jobs as well. I don't think I've ever come into contact with my boss's like partner though to fuck them.
No. I also think the moral question here is, if you did fuck your boss's wife or husband, would you tell them?
No.
I think no.
No.
Exactly.
Also,
so why did he tell him?
Usually when you have a boss, you hate your boss. Like, I think that's quite common. Mm. Rarely is it you love your boss. Yeah. More often do you hate your boss. So fucking their wife would be therapeutic.
Yeah, for sure.
And you'd get to hear about how like they cried after sex, or how like they just couldn't, even though yeah. they'd been with their wife for 20 years, they just couldn't get it right, and then you could. And like that would be, and you would know that even though your boss makes twice as much money as you, you are the alpha and they are the fucking beta.
Which, do you think you're an alpha, beta, or sigma?
I don't know. What energy am I giving off? I mean, I'm not a. I don't think I'm a bit. I would say,
I think you're probably a sigma.
No, alpha.
Absolutely not.
I'm an alpha male.
I wouldn't.
No, that's because of how I look, not because of my vibe. Alpha's a vibe. It's not based on.
Yeah, no,
look.
But no, and the vibe. I don't think it's an alpha vibe.
Alpha. Yeah. Okay. So what's sigma mean?
Sigma is like lone wolf, like forging his own path.
Okay. Or committing crimes on his own. Lone wolf either means forging his own path or the only shooter.
Getting put on a list, basically.
Okay, sigma then. Yeah, I am a sigma.
Yeah.
I would say.
I think I'm an alpha.
You are not an alpha.
An alpha, absolutely.
Everyone wants to be an alpha, and you're an alpha female.
Yeah, alpha female.
Okay.
Because I think I exude power.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
A powerful.
You can't even finish a sentence. You can't even.
Yeah, I'm probably a beta cup bitch.
Nah, I think we're both sigmas. We're forging our own paths. We're both doing jobs that are very unique.
Yeah, yeah.
We've both chosen careers that people would maybe initially laugh at, but then realize the freedom we have in our lives is quite good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
So somebody wants some very unique relationship advice, if you're ready for this one.
I love giving relationship advice. I hope it's a good question.
Well, I mean, relationship advice is a strong term. It's some alternative relationship stuff. Okay. So for the past few months, I've been involved with my sister's ex-girlfriend, who essentially had an affair with me while they were still together. I feel terrible.
Wait, sorry. I've been involved with my sister's ex-girlfriend.
So okay. When they were together, he was the affair.
Okay.
And he feels terrible.
So it was
about
two
it.
Women together, because that can happen sometimes.
Got ya.
So he feels terrible about it. But every time they sleep together, it's the rush and the excitement that he gets. He loves, and they don't know whether to tell her or not. And he wants help.
Again, I would say, why tell?
Well, I'm guessing what if they want to be together?
Usually relationships born in affairs don't last. I was once staying in a hostel, and I think at the time I was just like 25 and kind of just quite raw. Like everything felt very intense in life.
God, I bet you're a joy to be around. Yeah.
I was very fun, actually.
Okay, sorry.
Or not at all fun. It depended. I was either very fun if I'd met, or no fun at all.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, and I'm staying in this hostel, and I just went into the kitchen of the hostel, and there was it was in Montreal, and there was a couple. Mm-hmm. And I just got to talking to them, and I was quite open about my life. And then they started telling me how they were both married when they met, both of them.
Whoa.
Not like seeing someone, they were both married. And the guy told me how this was like 15 years ago, it really burned into my mind. The guy had always hated his father, and because his father cheated on his mother and left when he was young, and he never understood how he could do that, but he met this woman and they just had an affair, and the woman was a Christian, and she cheated on her husband and left her husband. And it made her question her belief in God. And they both felt horribly guilty for what they had done. And they both told me this. And at no point over the 2-hour conversation did either of them say, but we're happy we did it because we love each other. And it was like they had both closed the doors of actually their stable relationships. They just had to be together by default because they enjoyed the thrill of fucking each other. Which is quite a low...
Yeah, I'm sure that relationship would have... not much to it if it wasn't his sister's ex. But oh my god, so I guess if I've had a girlfriend,
I'm sorry,
if I had a girlfriend and then she broke up with me and then my brother started fucking her, I would probably never talk to him again until maybe like 20 years later,
or get, but it's hard to get revenge in that scenario.
I could fuck
his ex.
Yeah.
But then...
fuck our dad. I mean, that would make things pretty crazy. That would make a spanner in the works.
And then they'd be like, why do you always have to take it too far? Stop trying to blow dad. You've lost this one.
Oh my god. Yeah. No, I think this man is quite a horrible person, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think if you're gonna, the thing about if you cheat is you don't feel that guilty until you get caught. You can kind of push the guilt down. It's when you get caught that you feel it.
Yeah, when they're upset by it.
Yeah, and then you realize, oh, I've done wrong.
Yeah, you're like, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I would say...
I mean, I wouldn't know much about
I would
that
say stop.
I'm an angel.
But. You're an angel, yeah.
Yep.
Have any of your exes got in touch since you started the OnlyFans and been like...
I've seen some guys are like follow my work profile.
Sure.
Like, and I'm like, oh God, that's a blast from the past. I hope you're enjoying it.
Do you... But no message, just a follow.
Yeah. Just to follow. I maybe had one or two. Oh my god, I had a guy from my school who I've never even spoken to.
Did he bully
ever.
You then?
No, he didn't bully me. But he subscribed to my OnlyFans and was like, will you, I didn't know who he was, and he was like, will you meet up with me? And I was like, no, who is this? And he was like, not even someone who you went to school with. And I was like, what? Who? I was like, no.
Yeah, that sounds like the beginning of how Kat Baker was murdered.
Yeah, literally.
Met and I up was, with a guy she went to school with who she didn't remember, yeah, who subscribed to her OnlyFans.
And then he like, sent, and he was like, yeah, I went to school with you and I used to like hang out, like, because my brother back when we were growing up, he always used to have people partying in our shed in the garden. He was like, I always used to spend time in your shed. And I was like, right, okay. And then he sent me a picture of who it was. And I was like, oh God, him. like someone I've probably barely spoken to. And then...
There's also that thing where you ever meet somebody from school and they still talk about school. Like, it's clear since they left school, all they've done is thought about how great school was.
Mm.
And since you left school, all you tried to do was create happy memories that weren't school. You know?
I don't know, I wasn't bullied at school, so...
That's surprising. Like you. I never said I was bullied. You think I was bullied at school?
Probably.
Why? I had some bullying years. I had some years where I bullied, some years I was bullied. I gave as good as I got, okay?
Yeah, I wasn't bullied, I wasn't molested, so...
Well, no excuse. You yeah. say it, like, proudly.
This is like, what are you really trying to prove then?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he sent me like a picture of his penis. He was like, please meet up with me. And I was like, why do you think that would make me want to meet up with you? But so I just ignored him and then he eventually got the message. But Harry, if you're watching
that's
this,
now a crime. You know that's a crime.
Not on OnlyFans. Sending penis pictures.
I guess, but sending an unsolicited dick pic on, if someone sent you one on Instagram, you know, it's
there. If I had to prosecute every unsolicited
no,
dick
I know,
pic
I'm just
sent
saying,
to me, I'd be a very, very
I think it's
woman.
Good for, it's good awareness for the creeps of the world to know.
Oh, for my
not your
pedophile audience.
No,
yeah, they need to.
It's
to
now
be fair, they need to
a crime.
Yeah, it is. Don't do it, guys.
Don't just send
dick pics.
No.
Don't.
No, nobody wants it.
No, unless to a doctor about a medical issue.
Yeah. Well, you
a
are,
lot of it's online.
But you
now.
Are a doctor on your Instagram.
I am. I could
that would
a
be
doctor.
The defense
I'm a
PhD. In court. I thought she was a doctor.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
I thought
yeah.
she was a doctor, yeah. actually.
Yeah, no.
Wait, you actually have the PhD?
Yeah, I
thought you were joking before. What's your PhD in?
Social policy.
Oh, social policy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So... Yeah.
Do the joke you always do.
Oh, so if you have a medical emergency, I can lecture you about capitalism.
How much longer do we have?
We're 50 minutes in.
Give us another question.
That brings the house down. That. Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping.
Okay, shall we go back to the smutty audience? Someone simply,
well, because those other ones yeah. are so highbrow.
No,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
No, they're really even more. Someone simply says, and this is an insight into Kat's audience, someone just told her, I can't stop wanking in my work van.
Oh, have you ever had that problem?
I mean, when I was like 14 or 15, I definitely jerked off in a couple cars.
Wait, whose cars?
Like, I think my parents like went into a store and I was like, I could jerk off now. But it's like broad daylight, so you think of anyone anyone walking by and looked into the car just committed a crime. That was a real, like,
you were setting them up. You're a honey trap.
There's a child. Did I just see it? Like, because you wouldn't even do anything. You'd be like, that was a child masturbating. I think I'm going to keep walking. Yeah. I don't know. It was broad daylight. I remember the light coming through the windows.
You're literally trying to seduce nonces.
Yeah. Like,
fucking hell. Oh, man. Do you remember what it was that made you want to jerk off?
Just the knowing it feels good.
Yeah.
I don't think it was... there was no, like... At that age, there's not, like, a trigger. It's not, like...
Yeah.
Now, yeah. As you get older, it's like, oh, God, I want to avoid... I need to escape my life. Maybe if I have sex with someone, I'll feel better.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that didn't scratch the itch.
I don't think I've ever jerked off in a car.
No.
I don't think I've had sex in a car, actually.
Why would... Sex in a car is horrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's really only something you do as a teenager.
It's such a tight, tiny space. Yeah, it would... Oh, there's no... Unless it was... You had a gigantic car or a tiny person.
Yeah, if you had a...
Like, one of the two. You need a tiny person or a giant car.
Hopefully a tiny person in the back of a limo.
Yeah, that's all right. That would be... Okay, a limo. I guess a limo is the ideal sex car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or a... Like a van.
Limos. I feel like you don't see enough limos anymore. You know when you were a kid, like the limo. You saw a lot of limos. I think the limo has died.
Actually, I dated a few guys in Bristol who lived in vans. So
that is not a limo, though. that is a van. If you think a van is a limo, you have been undersold. Hey, welcome to my limo. It has a mattress with no sheet in it.
And there's no light coming in.
I've never been in a limo before. Yeah, if we open the door, it's the there's an interior light called the moon.
Yeah, no, what was the question? Wanking in the car, yeah. No, yeah, never done it.
It wasn't a question, it was just one of your fans' just random statements.
Can't stop wanking in a car.
An insight into the psyche of men.
Yeah, I understand.
Have you ever wanked at work?
That's a great question. No, I don't think I have.
I have.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, because, well, yeah, no, well. No, well, yes, with that, but I used to work in a mental health facility with vulnerable adults. Which really got me going. No, but also, but I did have to do sleep-in shifts.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen.
So I had to sleep in a back office like overnight. And sometimes I'd be like, oh, what's going on?
I just want to feel something.
Yeah.
I just need a different feeling.
Yeah. This is like such a depressing job. So sometimes I wanked off, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Could you lock the door? Or was it always like someone could walk door. In?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. No, that would definitely get me on a list of...
I don't think, whatever.
Yeah, that's probably why you don't work with vulnerable adults.
As long as you can lock the door, that's fine. I don't know. If you're masturbating your work van, you probably don't like your job very much, number one. Maybe it's
time. You really love it.
Yeah, it's either one of the two. Either you're sexually aroused by the packages you're delivering.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could be more stimulated at work.
Yeah.
Intellectually.
Yes. Exactly.
Maybe it's time for a career change.
Right.
Random man.
So, Bobby, if you've got anything you want to plug to the audience other than your butthole.
Tried that a lot in my 20s, actually. Right. Enjoyed it, but have kind of moved away from that.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
The heterosexual matrix gets us all. Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. No, nothing to plug. I guess check out, follow me on Instagram, please.
Yes. You need more followers.
I need more followers. Mm. And I think we probably have good crossover audiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philosophical thinkers.
Yeah. Just great deep thinkers and cool guys.
Free speech advocates.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Yeah, great.
So we're about to go into the Patreon episode.
Great.
Where we're about to discuss eugenics.
Good.
So... you guys have got to, you know, pay to the Patreon to go see that conversation.
Well, yeah, you already subscribed to her OnlyFans. It's only fair if you give her more money.
I agree. You hear that, guys? And what did you say? I do God's work.
God's work.
Yeah.
So. Although anyone else who subscribes to OnlyFans and believes that should really look in a mirror.
Right, guys. We'll see you in Patreon. Bye.